every win of Rafter Baseball right here at WFHR. Melissa, have a great day.
You too, James.
Stick around for Morning Magazine right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. The International Monetary Fund is downgrading its outlook for the global economy amid inflation and worries about banks. CBS's Vicky Barker.
Not technically in recession, but the IMF says persistent inflation, persistently rising interest rates, and nervousness over the recent U.S. bank collapses are all putting the brakes on global growth.
This year's slowdown is concentrated in advanced economies, where growth is expected to fall to 1.3% this year before increasing modestly next year.
The IMF's Pierre-Olivier Gorincha. The risk of recession has risen sharply, but the IMF puts the risk of a global banking crisis at a modest 15%. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
A court date has been set for a Wall Street Journal reporter detained in Russia. CBS's Cammie McCormick with more.
The Biden administration has now formally determined that Evan Gershkovich was wrongfully detained. That elevates his case for the administration. He was detained for what Russia calls spying, the first correspondent since the Cold War to be detained on that charge. A Moscow court will consider his appeal on April 18th.
A plea for gun control from the mayor of Louisville, Craig Greenberg, a day after five people were killed and at least nine injured in a mass shooting at a bank there. He tells CBS Mornings.
We need help from Congress to pass legislation that can give us more tools and ability to try to prevent acts like yesterday from never happening again in Louisville, in Nashville, or any city in America.
One of two Democrats expelled from the Tennessee State House by the Republican majority over a demonstration against gun violence may get a seat back tomorrow. CBS's Mark Strassman spoke with Justin Pearson.
Why is it important for them to appoint you, not for you, but as a message?
It is important that we send a clear message that the people in District 86 representation matters, and that this illegitimate disenfranchisement of their vote and of their choice is wrong.
President Biden is on the way to Northern Ireland. CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The first Irish Catholic president since John F. Kennedy, Joe Biden will spend much of his time on this island visiting the counties where his ancestors were born. But first, a speech here in Belfast marking the 25th anniversary of the peace deal that ended decades of violence between Catholics and Protestants.
A graphic novel based on the diary of Anne Frank has been removed from a Florida high school. The leader of a conservative advocacy group challenged it, saying it minimized the Holocaust. The Jewish teen's diary was published in 1947, several years after she died in a concentration camp. It has become a classic and has been read by millions. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering professional-grade industrial supplies, plus real-time product availability and access to experts ready to answer your toughest questions. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs. You just bought a home in the suburbs, but no one told you about all the birds, specifically this one, who seems to be calling out Roy. Roy. But who exactly is Roy? And why doesn't he ever respond? Maybe Roy is just bird speak for save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto. I guess until Roy answers, we'll never know. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together, we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 79. Winds out of the southwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 58. Tonight, clear skies. Clear skies again. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 84. Dry with temperatures well above average Thursday and Friday and highs from the mid-70s to the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 61.
Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this April 11th, 2023. 10:06 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Maloff, here. At 10:30, we're going to welcome in J.R. Seward from Coal Banker Sear Realtors. In our wonderful segment every month we share with him, Let's Talk Real Estate. Right now, our good friend Katie Wright is in with us from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Katie, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good to hear. Yeah. Good to hear. Nice to have you in the studio, as always. How are things over at the Chamber? How's everybody holding up?
Oh, we're hanging in there.
Yeah, yeah. I imagine you guys, this is a, you know, go time for you guys. You're pretty busy from now.
Yeah.
I mean, really till the end of the year almost, if not longer. Well, we'll pass that. Got a lot of great events coming up. Let's go ahead and start right there. I see that off the clock at Lucky's on 2nd looks like our first event.
Yes. So April 17th from 4 to 6 p.m. at Lucky's on 2nd. This is a networking event. Lots of food, raffle prizes. Should be a good event. Free to the public. Don't need to register to show up.
It's nice when we can offer that. You can just be there because not everybody always knows what their day is going to look like.
Yeah.
And an event like this, it's got some business elements to it, but it's casual. It's a chance to get out, maybe see some people you haven't done in a while, have seen in a while, and everything, and make sure to get those business cards out.
Yes. Yep.
It's a big one that I'm trying to remind myself of. I got all these business cards and nobody has them.
I forget to take them.
Yeah,
it's just,
yeah.
Just take them.
This is, maybe that's another good part of this event. It'll help people like get in the routine of grabbing their business cards and handing them out and everything.
Absolutely.
It's a brief event too. It's 4 to 6. Yeah. It's not a huge time commitment.
No.
And a big shout out to Lucky's on 2nd too. Great place. Great establishment.
Yes.
Good people. You can't ask for any better atmospheres than that to be able to hang out, do some networking, and just really like just being a citizen, just running into people and stuff.
Yeah, if you haven't been there, definitely would be a good time to go.
Got appetizers, raffle prizes, people love those too. That'll be fun. It's a good event, a nice one, and a great chance to network and maybe see some people you haven't seen in a while.
Absolutely.
Off the clock at Lucky's on 2nd April 17th from 4 to 6.
Yes.
Next up, I see we have the job and resource fair coming up.
Yeah, that's coming up pretty quick.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was that right around the corner.
Yes.
Like that. Wow. Let's talk about this.
Yeah, so I was going to say, I talked to Laura the other day. They were still looking for 5 more booths to fill.
Okay.
So if you're looking to join us at the job fair, definitely contact her and she can get you in there.
Yeah, the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, Mid-State Technical College, Job Center, Wisconsin Rapids are all coming together to host this job and resource and transfer fair. It's a free event, job seekers, and no pre-registration is required.
Yep.
So again, that's a pretty good one, especially if you're dealing with students, like kids. Like, I mean, get them to commit to, just show up. Just come on down. This fair will include potential jobs along with resource booths. This will be a one-stop event to explore many jobs available in the area.
Yep.
There's no fee for people to go to this. And if you or someone you know is looking for a new career, this is something to check out. Now, I think of young people immediately with an event like this. I think a lot of people do with job fairs and that. But we've learned in the last 10, or I should say last 6 or 7 years, that a lot of people are looking to go from a job to a career. Looking for going from a job or a career to a passion. Or maybe just doing something different.
Right.
We also have a lot of people that maybe they were are looking for an extra income or something like that.
Yep.
There's just so many jobs available and so many different types of positions available.
Right.
Giving a kind of one-stop shop kind of thing for people is a really smart idea.
Oh, yeah. And to be in front of someone to talk to rather than going to Indeed and just applying with your resume.
Right.
Just showing up, talking, get a feel for the people and the job.
There's, because I noticed this a while back. I haven't had to apply for a job in a long time, yeah. Luckily. But the last time I did and the people I've talked to, it seems like so much of the interviewing process nowadays is on the phone or on Zoom or yeah. on Skype. Though nothing against that. I understand that's the way of the world. But man, when you can get in front of somebody. And really make a personal connection and hand them your resume and actually and those things.
Oh, yeah.
It goes so much farther, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's also really good experience for these kids, for anybody, really. I don't know many people who couldn't use more reps and more experience talking to an owner, a manager, you know, figuring out, hey, what do you guys want? What are you looking for?
And I feel like, you know, even having... maybe not so much social skills, but getting the courage to like talking to somebody.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nerve-wracking.
It's so nerve-wracking.
Going in for a job interview.
For sure.
There's very few people who are calm about that and everything.
Yeah.
The more repetition, the more times you're doing these kind of things, the less, you know, nervous you might be and the more chance you're able to give your true self yeah. to an interview. And finding out what people want, you know, what these businesses want and everything. If I want to go into law and there's a law firm there, being able to ask specific questions,
yeah.
that kind of thing. I think we are much more likely to come up with questions in our head and more likely to ask said questions when it's in person.
Oh, absolutely. Can't really do that when you just apply on Indeed. Click of a button.
Yeah. It's a little tough to do.
Yeah.
It's such a great thing. And again, all of the people involved in this, all the bright people, the Chamber, of course, with the connections that you guys have, our great friends at MidState being a part of this is huge. And it's very good to have the Job Center as a part of this
yes.
as well. That makes sense.
Absolutely.
All people that know what they're doing. So these are people that are able to help young people, other people with lining people up with the right job for them. And not just making a paycheck, maybe, but enjoying that paycheck, enjoying the work that you do. The 2023 Job Resource and Transfer Fair taking place April 19th, 1 to 5, and this is going to be happening over at MidState.
Yep.
Let's see. We're moving on here. We're getting closer to the end of April. Toast to Great Futures. That is coming up on April 21st from 7 to 10. It's a fun event, of course, with the Boys and Girls Club, the benefit that they have. We talked about that. It's a great event. We do have Coffee with the Chamber coming up. Is that the last one for April?
Yes and no.
Yes and no. All right,
yes
I like
no.
that.
Yeah.
Coffee with the Chamber will take on April 26th. Where is that one taking place?
So that'll be at the Chamber, or it is absolutely virtual.
Mm-hmm.
That is from 8:30 to 9:30 in the morning. You do need to register at our website at wisconsinrapidschamber.com. And we have a very special guest. We have Angel Whitehead back in the building. So it should be a great one.
Angel Whitehead. Angel Whitehead. I feel like I should know that name.
Rings a bell, right?
Angel's amazing. Angel's
yes.
great. She's one of the people that helped me feel comfortable doing this gig.
She's helped me a lot too, for
yeah,
sure.
Good to
yeah,
hear.
Yeah.
Good to hear. And this is a part of what we appreciate about her too is her coming back and doing things with the chamber and
yeah.
stuff. She joked that she wouldn't really be leaving. She's still going to do
she's
stuff.
She's always
there.
At the chamber.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's be real.
Angel Whitehead, of course, is the current president and CEO of Synergy.
Yes.
And big congratulations again to her about
yeah,
that and everything.
We're happy.
So not only having her as a guest speaker, because she is a great public speaker.
Oh my gosh, she's great.
Definitely knows what she's talking
yes.
about. But having signing people up to do this herself before,
yeah.
I think that's kind of neat and kind of cool to have somebody doing that gig
right.
Who has signed people up for it. So she really knows what's expected of her
oh,
and everything.
Absolutely.
And she's got a lot to give, a lot to say here with this. It's a great event. And this is one where we do encourage people to register.
Yes, register online. I will say we have coffee sponsored by Out of the Box.
Oh.
And the event is sponsored by Ho-Chunk Gaming and Nakusa. So we're going to have some great coffee. great conversation.
We love Angel. She's amazing. Yes. We buried the lead there. That coffee, that's some great coffee.
I mean, that'll make me just go in and
sell. Angel's cool and all, but coffee.
But coffee?
I'm joking. that is a great combination of things and sponsors and such. And again, this is going to take place on April 26th from 8:30 to 9:30, Coffee with the Chamber, featuring CEO of Syntergy, President and CEO of Syntergy, Angel Whitehead. Yep. Going to be fun. That's going to be a good event
It will be a good one.
The Sip Shop and Support Local. It is finally time for that time of year. It's coming up at the end of the month.
Yep. So April 29th through May 7th. If you don't know what Sip Shop and Support Local, it's our third annual local campaign for this. It's a 9-day event where you get a passport. And in that week, you go to local businesses that signed up for this event, and you do a little shopping, have some lunch, dinner, whatever it is. And once you're done shopping, you bring this passport back to the chamber to be entered into a raffle prize.
I see people throughout this week running around with these passports.
Yeah.
And the first year or two I saw this, I didn't know what was going on. And then I start working with Steph, who, you know, was part of the people that, one of the people that helped create this and stuff, this event and everything. And her excitement and passion for it is still there. It's so cool to see. And the people that get behind this, the people that enjoy this, it's such a fun event. It's certainly, first and foremost, great way of buying local, supporting our local businesses and everything. That's always a good idea.
Right.
But the idea of getting people to maybe a business that they didn't even know was there.
Right.
Or a business they haven't visited in a while. It's a great way to be able to do that. Are you guys still looking for businesses to be on the passports? Is that all booked up?
Nope. I mean, we're still looking for people. So whether you're an investor with us, we'd love to have you on there. It's just a small fee of $35 plus a raffle prize. So we'd love to have you.
Seems like a very good investment when you're talking about the advertising that you get being a part of something like this.
Absolutely.
And the community involvement.
Yep.
You know, I don't think enough gets said about that. We have so many great businesses around this town that you always see attached to a local high school event or something like this. You always see their name. You can almost mark it down. They're definitely going to be a part of it. And they just continue to put back into this community. So that's always a nice rush of good feelings to see. But this time of year, it's getting nicer out. People bopping around, going from shop to shop. It's just a fun event too.
It is, and it's just around Mother's Day, so it'd be a good time to go and give your mom.
Yeah, for some people out there, we just shook them. Like, wait a minute, what? Mother's Day's around the corner?
Yes, you guys.
Yeah. So this is a perfect event. This event may actually be the last line of defense for those of us that like forgot Mother's Day or something. Like, oh God, now's our last chance, and we'll just stop at one of these shops and get some stuff for mom. It's a great event, and again, it kicks off on April 29th, goes to May 7th. Where can people get their passports? If they are they available yet? When will they be available?
Yep, so they're not quite ready yet, but you can get them at the chamber, and we'll make everyone aware once they're ready.
Sounds good, and we'll be sure to spread the word about that when that starts.
Yay.
We got one more event to get into, or no, we don't. We have now we're going into next month. Jeez, what happened to April? April flew by.
We just got here.
We literally just got here. It's only the 11th of the month. But we are looking ahead at May. And of course, Sip Shop and Support Local does continue until May 7th. Something to keep in mind and something to have fun with as well. But plenty of good things going on in May. We have the 2023 Leadership Graduation Dinner coming up. That'll be a good event for the class. Yeah. It's always fun to see that.
Yep, so that's at Bullseye, so Wednesday, May 24th. If you want to come to that, you can register online.
It's a great opportunity to not only support some of our leaders in this area and future leaders and support these leadership groups. It's a great opportunity maybe for you to learn a little bit more about the leadership group and this great thing that exists in our town here that, you know, a lot of people, it's been around so long. I think people think they may know it, but maybe it's grown or changed since the last time you were updated on what they do a part of these groups.
Right.
It's a good idea to check out, especially for employers out there.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's a nice, fun event again. One of these events that, you can't argue with an event like this that takes place, for one, at Bullseye Country Club, which you're never going to have a bad time at Bullseye. And it's a great chance to support the community.
Absolutely.
We're speaking with Katie Wright from the Chamber, Hard Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. And Katie, one of the things that I wanted to do before we let you go today was talking about the benefits of being a chamber member.
Absolutely.
It's something that we don't get the chance to touch on that often, so I thought today might be a good opportunity to do that.
Sure. Let's do that.
Let's do it. Let's dive right in. Let's do it. Let's get wild, you guys.
All right. Get excited. So why should you join the chamber? I feel like with joining us, there's a lot of networking events that you can do as part of being a chamber member. We have marketing, so you can get your name out at like no to little cost in advertising through our social media, our website, emails, you name it. I just feel like getting your name out even here, people always come to our website to look for people that they need. Example, you know, someone for their house, where can I look to go get a massage? They go to our website. You're right there on our website. So visibility. We have gift certificates. People come to our chamber for gift certificates. So your name will be on there with chamber gift certificates. But there's so much that you can get out of being a chamber member.
I think, you know, especially if we just said you get one thing with being a chamber member, and it's promotion.
Yeah.
That alone, you've got a return on your investment. For what the chamber is asking, getting that promotion, as somebody who works in a medium where promotion is king and stuff, radio doesn't exist without advertising and all that. I can tell you how much that can cost to some people. And the cost of that alone, you're getting your money back.
Yep.
Like just with what Katie was saying there about it on the website, let alone on social media or being on any of the events and your name being on there as well. There's the ability to stay informed as well. There's, you get regular emails and news alerts about your community. You keep informed about your community, which you are not a smart business if you do not stay informed about your community.
Right.
I don't mean to be blunt or tense or mean or anything, but honestly, I don't know how you can run a business and not be informed about your community.
Oh, absolutely.
This is a great way to do that. This is a great way to be up on things. The referrals that exist with this. When you're a chamber member, and you were giving a good example there, I'm looking for a masseuse. Well, who are the first masseuses that are going to be mentioned from the chamber? It's going to be chamber members.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a little like a lot of people spend lots of money with Google to have their name be the first one to pop up on when you search for masseuse in Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah.
They want to be the first name to pop up. You can save some money and go through the chamber, and you have a very similar scenario.
Exactly.
The educational opportunities.
Yep.
You know, that's a big one too with this.
Absolutely. And then you also get access to our website. So it's basically you logging into our website. You can do job postings. You can update your logo. You can sign up for events through our website.
Yes.
So, I mean, there's a lot of great benefits that come out of this. And I will give an example. My husband worked at Sam Valley. They posted some jobs for there, and he definitely got lots of hits just through our website.
Cool.
So even if you have something that you want to post, definitely do it through our website. We get a lot of people coming through there.
Nice. And that's a good gig.
Yep.
That's a nice gig.
It's a great gig.
Yeah, a lot of people love working out there. Yeah. I've heard some great things about it. Discount programs are there for chamber members as well. Many investors offer discounts on goods and services to fellow members. So it's a little bit, it's sort of being a club member, you know, sort of thing with that. There are a couple of other things too that we don't get to touch on very often. The legislative involvement, like that's an interesting thing to me that I don't know if all chambers offer that, but I find it unique about ours.
Oh, absolutely.
We're very close with our representatives here in rural areas, and especially here in Rapids. Not only do they join us on the air here all the time, but they join events all the time. Yep. They're very accessible when it comes. We just had a legislative breakfast. The first names to sign up were our local representatives.
Yeah.
I think that connection doesn't hurt.
No, not at all.
And you get such a return for a bang for your buck. You get a return on your investment. I think that one of the more universal things people around the world want is a return on their money. I spend $5, I want $5 worth.
Yeah.
You get that with the chamber and then some. There's no way to be able to if I advertise my business on the chamber and I'm there for a year and I'm on this and this and this and the website and this and that, there's literally no way for me to put that into dollars and cents of what that has just gotten me on a return on my investment.
Yeah.
That's how big that can be. That's the kind of power that you get with being a part of the chamber. There are certain things that you get, benefits you get from it. They showcase your business in the lobby, showcasing your business at events, those sorts of things.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you brought up the gift certificate thing. I think I forget to mention that all the time, but that is huge.
And not many people know that you can get a chamber certificate at all.
Yeah.
And it has all of our investors on it. So
that's another thing too. When you become a chamber member, you are a part of that gift card thing there. So that's gift cards have always been huge and they are continuing to be.
Oh, absolutely.
We did mention Mother's Day.
Yes, you guys, Mother's Day is coming up. Don't forget.
It's not a bad gift. It's not a bad gift. It's not.
But if it's last minute and it's a Saturday and you're like, oh my gosh, my mom.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a go to the chamber. Get her gifts today. Let her pick her own thing.
Exactly.
There are plenty of reasons to, and Katie and I only have a half an hour here. We don't have enough time to get into every single thing we encourage you to be a chamber member. But there are plenty of other great reasons. Encourage you to reach out to the chamber and find out more. Yeah. Katie, also wanted to mention this too, and just wanted to touch on this a little bit because it's one of the features on the chamber's website. You can go to wisconsinrabbitschamber.com to find out more about this. Starting or growing a business, there are plenty of people out there that are looking to do this, and I think it is a really cool thing to be able to offer your community of, okay, I got this great idea, I want to start a business, now what?
Yeah.
You know, like, where do I go from here? How do I even get this off the ground? Where do I go? What do I do? The chamber is there to kind of give you a hand with this, sort of training wheels along with it and everything. They want to grow our area. That is the point of the chamber, is awareness to our area, supporting our local businesses. If you are about to become one of those businesses, the chamber's got an investment in that.
Yeah.
They want you to be be able to flourish and everything. So they have a number of different ways that you can, they can help you with this, and encourage you to go to the chamber's website and just look under that search tab, start or grow a business. If there are people out there looking to do this, I can't tell you what a great resource that is.
Oh yeah, and if you need help with that or have questions, Stacy's kind of, you know, in control of that, so she would be happy to sit down and talk to you what your next steps are too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't mention this nearly enough either. We tell people to stop by the chamber, but I never tell people when you're open.
Well, that would be nice. Yeah, someone might come at 4:05 and we're not there.
Exactly. Monday through Friday, 8 to 4 is when you can stop by at the chamber and visit them. And of course, again, great events coming up with the chamber. Let's just touch on one or two of these real quick to wrap up April. We have got coming up on the 17th. Off the clock at Lucky's on 2nd. It's going to be a fun one.
Yes, from 4 to 6. Don't need to register. Just come on in.
Yeah, stop on by. It's going to be a great one. Appetizers, raffle prizes, open to the public.
Yes.
Come on down to Lucky's on 2nd on the 17th for that event. Of course, the job and resource transfer fair coming up. That is going to be on April 19th.
Yeah.
1 to 5 over at Mid-State Technical College. And let's see. Oh, another coffee with the chamber coming up on the 26th? 26th.
Yeah,
from
8:30 and 9:30. You do need to register, so make sure to go to our website, and we'll have Angel Whitehead plus coffee from Out of the Box. So thank you.
Ooh, Angel and coffee.
Angel and coffee. That's like the best combo.
That really is. Also, that would be that's a great name for a shop. That's a great. We got a lot of coffee shops, but we could have one more. That's a good name.
Angel.
For it. Yeah, I like that. Katie, if people have follow-up questions, if there's businesses out there that want to be a part of any of these things that we've been talking about today, how can people reach you?
Just call me. I wrote down my phone number. I always forget, and I'm very good with my phone number. But so 715-422-4859. Or if you just want to pop on in, come say hi. I will be happy to talk to you.
Always appreciate you guys stopping by and saying hi to our friends at the chamber. And always a good time talking with you. Thank you so much. Events and Engagement Director Katie Wright with us from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Talk again real soon, Katie.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be back with our friends at at Coldwell Banker Sear Realtors. We've got Let's Talk Real Estate coming up in just a moment here on Morning Magazine at WFHR.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man? It all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. always on the Civic Media app.
Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 79. Winds out of the southwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 58. Tonight, clear skies. Clear skies again. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 84. Dry with temperatures well above average Thursday and Friday, and highs from the mid-70s to the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 61.
Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this April 11th, 2023, 10:31 on the clock. Have your host, James, here, and I am joined by our good friend, J.R. Seward from Coal Banker Sear Realtors for Let's Talk Real Estate. And, J.R., you brought in a good friend of ours.
I did, and someone that's not certainly a stranger to our community. Mm-hmm. I have with us today David Farnborough. And he's going to be joining me in our discussion about Let's Talk Real Estate, but also has an interesting topic. And I don't know if it's made your on this date yet, but after you hear it today, it may.
I'm excited about that. And David, thank you for being here. Always good to see you, sir.
Good morning. Good to see you, too.
So, JR, we usually start with a market update. Is that where you want to begin?
It is. And I just want to say that I've got some exciting news today to share with our audience. But I want to, create the backdrop for that. Mm-hmm. We all know that when purchasing or selling a home, it's very important that you have sound information to make the best possible decisions. And there's so much noise out there in terms of what's happening on a national level, in terms of changes in the market, mm-hmm. changes in the economy, those types of things. Mm-hmm. And they're all interrelated to the real estate market. And selling and buying a home is probably the largest financial decision most people will be making in their lifetime. And with that being said, it's so important in order for them to have a favorable outcome mm-hmm. that they have the best possible information and the most current information for them to make their decisions on. So that's why we do this. And I just wanted to remind our audience of that. It's not just an opportunity to come in and talk about ourselves. Mm-hmm. We're really here to talk about the market and to help inform our listeners of what's going on in the real estate market.
I'll certainly be the first to tell you that if you're looking for something in this industry, you go to Coal banker. That's my opinion. That's how I feel about it. And that's just me talking here. What I've always appreciated about the way you handle this show is you don't necessarily do that. While, yes, you promote Coldwell Banker, of course, and all those things, we're talking about a market update. It's not the Coldwell Banker update. It's, you know, I always appreciate the way that your approach to this. So I think that's it's nice to go over that.
Thank you for that. And hopefully our listeners appreciate that, too. So with that, let's jump in. When I was putting together the statistical information for today's show, I was quite surprised at what actually has taken place in the first quarter. I would say, David, if I was to ask you just based on your sense, you know, in the market, and James, you probably would say, well, the market is lagging a bit, you know, and that it's something that, you know, higher interest rates, you know, not enough inventory, those types of things. Much to my surprise, now through the month of March, so the end of the first quarter, our market in terms of number of residential properties is up 2%. There's been 2% more sales. So almost exactly the same. I mean, 93 homes have sold this year in our entire greater Wisconsin Rapids area, as opposed to 91 a year ago. I took and looked back even another year further to say, okay, am I just not remembering this right? And it was 95 2 years ago. And to me, that's like, wow. And 2 years ago, I think we would all agree that the real estate market was crazy. And it was talked about on the, you know, all platforms of media, and here you're hearing all this other stuff about, you know, sellers having to make major concessions and the market changing and that type of thing, and we're definitely not seeing that here. The numbers don't lie, so that that I thought was rather interesting and counterintuitive to maybe some of the messaging that we're getting.
That consistency seems really important in this field too.
Exactly,
like it seems like a big important piece of data to go into whether you're buying or selling a home.
But that's here.
Right, right.
And our area has never really been an area that saw really high highs and low lows, despite the economic changes. And we've gone through a lot of them. You know, over the last, you know, 10 to 15 years.
Oh, yeah.
So I find it fascinating that it speaks to how solid a real estate investment is in our area. That if people are like, gee, I just don't know if this is a good idea or not. I'm, you know, long term, what if I'm going to be losing money? And I think you've always heard me say that for our area, as long as you're not on a, you know, get rich quick, you know, track.
Yeah, you're not Homer Simpson. You're not.
That you're going to make a good long-term investment in owning real estate in our area. So with that, let's talk about the average sale price. Average sale price is up over last year, which that has gone, now the average sale price is almost 180,000. It's 179,000, rounding off to the nearest 100, 179,900, as opposed to 168,000 or almost 169,000 a year ago. That's a 6% increase year over year. So again, that speaks to me that our market is continuing to trend in a positive direction.
Seems healthy.
It does. It is healthy. I wasn't satisfied with that. Went back and looked again. Where were we a year ago? And last year, there was a 13% increase year over year. So has the escalating prices slowed? Yes, it has. Has it gone the other direction? Absolutely not. I mean, 6% year over year is still solid.
Very interesting.
And then from there, we look at average days on market. And this one took me by surprise. In our show a couple of months ago, we saw that the average days on market were ticking up.
Right.
And definitely had plateaued. It's gone the other direction.
Yeah.
And I didn't see that coming.
I didn't either. Well, to be honest with you, JR, I didn't know if there was a typo.
Right?
I didn't know on my sheet.
Maybe I inverted it, right?
Yeah, yeah. So it's very cool to see. I'm very happy to see it, but it is one of those ones you do a double take looking at.
Yes, for sure. And so for the first quarter of 2023, the average days on market is 66. And keep in mind, our listeners have to remember this, this is from the day it hits the market mm-hmm. to the closing date,
mm-hmm.
and 30 to 45 of those days are when it's under contract, you know, to prepare for the closing, such as the home inspection, the appraisal, satisfying the financing contingency, mm-hmm. you know, those types of things. Which means then, if you do the math on that, you know, basically it's on the open market on average, you know, a little over 30 days before it goes under contract. David, what's been your experience with that?
I have experienced that myself, but it's worth bearing in mind that an average is an average. So if you have a property that's in beautiful condition and very nicely presented, you can find that that goes in a couple of days after being on the market. Whereas if you find a house that's a fixer-upper, that could be on the market for a lot longer mm-hmm. before they get an accepted offer.
Mm-hmm.
And then the average, of course, is somewhere in between those two.
Yes.
I apologize. I'm so familiar with David, and I figure our audience is. I didn't introduce you really properly. David,
yes.
Would you mind giving us your credentials here a little bit? They don't think we just brought David in for that wonderful voice.
I appreciate that. Thanks very much, James. Yes, I am a realtor and broker associate at Coldwell Banker. My background is in real estate in the UK. I've been in Wisconsin Rapids for the past 14 years, and in 2018 I qualified as a real estate salesperson. So and I've been with JR since last year, and loving the community and loving real estate.
Mm. Yeah, we appreciate you being a part of it, Dave.
Thank you. Yeah. And you.
We're very fortunate to have David be on our team. Mm. I love his perspective and, mm-hmm. and his way that he looks at things. And probably the thing that I respect and appreciate the most is his involvement in the community.
Mm-hmm.
He's involved at many different levels, and it's something that aligns with, you know, our, you know, core and who we are.
Hear, hear.
So, I talked about average days on market mm-hmm. running 66 for this year, and now we go into that sold price versus list price.
Yeah.
And
again, I think there's a typo on your sheet, JR.
There's
I think
not,
no,
James.
No, that's not. No.
There's not. It's higher than it was a year ago.
So one of the things that I like when we get towards the end of this with the market update is putting this all together
mm-hmm.
and seeing where we're at then. And
mm-hmm.
it's every month, it while there are changes, there is such a consistency as well, going back again to that how comforting that is in this market to have some consistency. So getting to that sold price, you come to this, I'm just a layman. When you see this, all this data put together, what is it saying to you, especially about that sold price?
It says that there's still high demand out there,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, David.
Yes, I recently put a home on the market, went on the market on Friday. This was a beautiful home that had been very well maintained over the years. And then very savvy seller did some modifications to it just before we sold, and also we brought in a home stager to help with presenting the home at its very best, and we managed to get get 9 offers in the day and the day of marketing and the day after it went on the market.
Wow.
And an offer was accepted in just over 24 hours. I'm not allowed to talk about the terms of the offer because it's all confidential.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just say it was a substantial offer.
Nice. Interesting. I appreciate the details in the story. I think that that's not only noteworthy for people out there listening, but it's just also good to hear for our community. Like, even if you're not buying or selling a home, as we've learned through JR throughout the years and everything, a city, a town, an area's economy can often be, you know, see how it's doing when it's looking at its real estate industry and how that is doing. So there's a lot of factors there. That's really interesting to hear, David. Thank you. When it comes to land sales, JR, if you want to move on to land sales,
yeah.
That is okay.
Go right ahead.
That
James.
One is a little more to talk about there. There's some conversation to have with those
there
numbers.
There is. That's down significantly year over year. Last year at this time, there were 19 different land sales. Now, keep in mind that for the data that our MLS collects, land sales include a lot, you know, that might be in a subdivision, mm-hmm. and 80 acres of hunting land. They're all you know, put into that same bucket. That being said, there's been a total of 10 only this year versus 19 a year ago. So that's a significant drop. And excuse me, there was a real surge, wouldn't you say, David, a couple of years ago, during and following the pandemic, where there was quite an increase in that area?
I think there was, but that was driven by a lot of new home building. And also COVID meant that a lot of people invested the extra money they had into modifying their own homes. And that drove a demand in building materials, which sent all the prices of building materials rocketing.
Yep.
So it all went up, and then over the following year it declined.
It did. But I don't want our listeners to get the impression that there's not still a demand for acreage, because that still exists. All of us at Coldwell Banker Seat Realtors have clients that are waiting for a sizable parcel, you know, that could be used for hunting or recreation or that type of thing, to come on the market. And to use, you know, your saying that you've mentioned, I think your pops, you know, used to say, you know, they ain't making no more, right?
You buy land. God ain't making any more of it. Yeah. It's one of the most solid investments you can do for yourself, that you can do for your family. It's something that can be handed down. It's also one of those things, too, like I've mentioned this before as well, like a lot of there is no retirement plan for actors or musicians or a lot of people. So what do? A lot of people buy real estate. They will have a land. I've got my place in New York. I've got my place in L.A. When my career washes up, I sell the place in New York or what have you. Like, it's been done since Paul Newman. Like, it's been going on for a very long time doing things like that. Like, the investment that you have with this is smart. And I don't know if this necessarily from shoehorning this in or not, but I did just see earlier today this article about millennial home ownership in Milwaukee is the third highest in the U.S. in recent years.
Wow.
We talked about this back during the pandemic.
You remember that?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Now we're seeing here a couple of years later, we're seeing how much that has grown to the third highest in the nation. Home ownership is becoming more and more of a thing. Renting is becoming less and less of a thing.
Which is the opposite, James, of what all the demographic experts were saying about millennials.
Yeah.
And that one was, I didn't see that coming.
Mm-hmm.
Because we talked about that at least a couple of years ago, that the surge that we've seen in the real estate market is because that demographic of individuals, they said they don't want responsibility. They want to be renters. They want to put their time, money, and energy into life.
Yeah, yeah.
And here it turns out that wasn't what they were thinking.
Oh, you were saying this when those people were saying that. You were saying this right here, that's not what you were seeing. That's not what the data was showing you. And more we're seeing this now where mm-hmm. people are kind of tired of, and it's not to, I mean, there's renting for a reason. People have to rent at times. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, people are kind of looking at this like, an investment in not just mm-hmm. my land or my community, an investment in myself, an investment in what I want to do, the kind of life that I want to live.
So it's a great way for a family or an individual to build wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all have some type of housing expense, for having a roof over our head.
Yeah.
And it becomes a choice of where you're going to put it. And if you have the opportunity to own a home, and there's some great programs out there. Mm-hmm. We both know, don't we, David, lenders that have programs to assist first-time buyers mm-hmm. In getting in a home with little to no money down, especially with our area qualifying for rural development.
Right. We have a lot of different plans available via the different lenders. There's some who will pay your down payment, some who will give you a sizable contribution mm-hmm. towards closing costs, and some even grants for repairs and home improvements.
Wrapping up our update, commercial sales, how is that looking?
About even. It's a small number. We know mm-hmm. that. It's been, overall, I'd say looking back more than just 3 months, last year was definitely a very good year for commercial sales. Right now, there's been three closings that have been in the commercial area versus 4 a year ago. When you're dealing with small numbers like that, that looks like a huge, that's like mm-hmm. a 25% drop.
Yeah.
But when you've got such a small sample, it's off by one property.
Like a lot of things, this market update we do with you, JR, is wonderful information. But just like when we talk about national news and stuff, you need to look at a story in the local, how it affects your zip code. Mm-hmm. You may see a story, they're doing this, they're doing that, but you have to see, well, are they buying and selling in my neighborhood? Is this a national
right.
story?
And that's right.
It's important to look at those fine details.
Yeah, very, very much so. So on a little lighter note, David's going to talk to us about St. George's Day.
St. George's Day. What right. is this, David?
So do you know when St. George's Day is?
No.
Okay. I didn't either.
All right. Well, most people in the U.S. seem to know when St. Patrick's Day is because it's celebrated with a lot of alcohol and a lot of green clothes mm-hmm. and a lot of merriment.
Yeah.
Some people, those of Scottish descent, even know when St. Andrew's Day is, but not many people celebrate St. George's Day. Now, St. George is the patron saint of England, not the United Kingdom, just England on its own, because St. Andrew, as you know, is the Scottish patron, and Wales has St. David. And Ireland has St. Patrick, but St. George.
You would think you'd want to celebrate St. David, wouldn't
you? Right.
Right. Yeah. Well, I celebrate St. David's Day too.
Nice.
That is on the 1st of March.
Nice. Okay.
I've got one Welsh friend here in Wisconsin Rapids, but none of them at home. So St. George became the patron saint of England in the early medieval days. And it sort of happened gradually. St. George was a Christian in Lydia, which is in what we would call Turkey today. And he was around about 1,000 years ago. And legend has it that he was a very brave and honorable man, and he embodied the chivalric spirit that so many of us admire. And he was really revered in the country of Georgia before he was revered in England, because that's where the earliest legends about him come from. In fact, he's the patron saint of Georgia as well as England.
Wow.
But also several other countries.
Ethiopia being one of them.
That's crazy. Wow, that's interesting.
The legend has it that there was a city that was being terrorized by a dragon, and the dragon would require the people of the town periodically to bring them two sheep as a sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And if they couldn't find any sheep, they'd have to bring a human, and the human to be sacrificed was decided by drawing lots. Now, unfortunately, it was the king's daughter who was selected.
Ooh.
And that made it a somewhat more urgent problem for the king to get the the dragon dealt with.
Yeah.
He asked various people if they could do something, and they said, well, sorry, so just because it's your daughter, I don't think so. But then along came St. George, and he's typically pictured riding on a horse with a lance, wearing a shield with the cross of St. George, which is a red cross on a white background, and he defeated the dragon. And the king said, as they usually do in such stories, you can have all my treasure. And St. George, being a good Christian, said, no, let's give it all to the poor. So he did.
Wow.
So it's because of those traits which are considered things to which we should all aspire, that he was adopted as the patron saint of England at about 1350 AD, and he has been ever since. We don't really celebrate it like the Irish do St. Patrick. What you'll usually see is you'll see a St. George's flag coming up when international soccer matches are played.
Right, yeah.
And you'll see the red and white flags with the red cross.
So David is going to be doing a celebration on St. George's Day. You want to touch on that?
Yep. And what I'll be doing is I will be inviting you to come into our office at Coldwell Banker, 325 8th Street South. And St. George's Day falls on a Sunday, so I'm actually doing my celebration on the 24th of April. And I'd like you to come in and have some English tea with me. So I'll bring some hot tea. Sorry, there's no Georgia iced tea or anything like that.
Nicely done.
I'll bring some tea, and I'll also bring some refreshments, and we can talk real estate, or you can just come in to say hello.
Awesome idea.
I should say that should be around 2:30 to 4:30 on Monday the 24th.
Yeah.
I love history so much. I'm such a history nerd. You just made my day, David. I didn't know any of that. That is so interesting.
Well, as long as you're not falling asleep.
It's tough to find something that James doesn't know about or hasn't heard before.
Yeah, that is really, I'm going to be going down a rabbit hole with that stuff. Getting into that. I do have to say as a side note, got it pretty good nowadays. Medieval real estate, like being a real estate agent back in the medieval times, that's difficult. All right, we got this great castle building here. Have some troubles with dragons. A little bit of dragon problems, but that's okay. It's a nice, it's a fixer-upper. It's a nice castle, but it's a fixer-upper with dragons.
Thanks for that segue, because I believe that this history shows that even the king needed an advocate.
Yes.
And our listeners that are out there that may be wondering whether or not this is a good time to sell their home or to buy a home, you need an advocate also. Mm-hmm. And I would encourage you to give us a call, stop in, talk to one of our very experienced and qualified associates, and find out exactly what your options are, and we'll help you figure out if this is the best time.
There are so many great tools for people that are available, not just from the great people there, but also the website, coldwellbanker.com. There is the My Home Value tool, the Revitalize Move Meter. There's a lot of different things that are available for you. If people have follow-up questions, they want to know more, they want to maybe get a double check that information so they can be there to celebrate St. George Day with you, David. How can they get in touch with you, gentlemen? JR, how can they reach you?
Just give us a call at 424-4800 or stop in at 325 8th Street South. We're right across from Cravings Coffee Shop. Mm.
Yeah. And any of our associates will be happy to give you a very accurate valuation of your home, because it's great what you can do with the tools on the internet, but the internet hasn't been inside your home and hasn't seen that you updated the windows and replaced the furnace.
Yep, good point.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
yep.
That personal stuff, it only comes when you're in person, when you can really talk to a person face to face. You can do that with our good friends at Coal Bankers, so your realtors. Always enjoy the time. Thank you so much, JR. David, thanks so much for joining us today. That was a lot of fun.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
We're looking forward to next month already. Thank you again for the time.
You're welcome, James. Thanks.
We'll have more Morning Magazine for you tomorrow right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour.